And now we're going to take a look at what the landmark health care legislation could mean for you. While political watchers are still tallying the winners and losers on Capitol Hill, we'll explore how the plan could affect the finances of people across the country. Here to help us out is financial planner Luis Barajas. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Allison.
Talk to us a little bit with some good news. Who in America is winning in this plan?
Well, you know, the low and moderate, hardworking people of America are going to win substantially. And also the people that are the people that are self-employed or the people that have lost jobs and had pre-existing conditions are going to be the big winners. A lot of people aren't going to really recognize a big difference in their policies. I mean, if you work for a mid-sized to a large company, you've already had health insurance, you're not going to see much difference outside of, obviously, that you're not going to have any more lifetime caps on your health insurance.
So who's the losers?
Well, you know, the losers, I don't know if we call them losers, but what's going to happen is that there's going to be some redistribution of the income here. And then again, the people that are earning $250,000 or more, if they're married filing jointly or individuals earning over $200,000, are going to end up paying a lot more in taxes. Obviously, from a previous person you had on, they were telling you that if you have unearned income or investment income, meaning that income from money in a bank earning interest or dividends from bonds or capital gains, you're going to be paying 3.8% on that more than you have in the past. Again, if you're earning more than $250,000. Also, if you're earning more than $250,000, your Medicare tax will be increased by 0.9% going forward. And so there's going to be some costs there.
So there's some people that aren't going to see really any changes in their coverage, right? Who are those?
Again, the people that won't see changes and we won't even see anything happen would be the people that work for mid-sized to large companies who already have decent insurance plans.
It sounds like this is not going to be cute for upper middle class professionals, particularly of color, for upper middle class professionals in general who are earning six-figure incomes. Have you been in this situation?
Well, yeah, and what happens is that, and I'll just kind of talk to you a little quickly about even people of color. You know, for a lot of people of color, sometimes there are very few siblings that are really earning well and have gone out to become doctors and lawyers, and they're still supporting their families. And when I say families, we're not talking about like the sandwich generation. We're talking about what I call the club sandwich generation, meaning that they're helping not only are their children and their parents, but they're still helping out their brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it has been because their siblings have not had health insurance and they've had to kind of help out as well. In this situation, a lot of the brothers and sisters who've not had health insurance will now have it. And I think it might even lessen the strain on a lot of those people earning a lot of money who've been helping other family members.
So if you are a small business owner and you have a few people working for you, what's this plan do for your bottom line?
Well, you're going to have to have mandatory health insurance for your employees. And if you don't, you're going to be fined up to as much as $2,000 per employee. But the good thing is that if you are a small business and have less than 25 employees, which is really a large part of the business segment in America, you're going to be giving tax credits to help offset those costs and as much as 35%. And also there's going to be an exchange where people can go on there and their employees can select competitive health insurance policies where maybe they didn't have a chance to do that before. I think the biggest problem is going to be is educating the average hardworking person who hasn't had insurance or really hasn't taken an interest in their health insurance policies, and now they're going to have to select their own policies. It's almost like the 401k where they've actually left it upon the individuals to select their own investments. Now they're going to have to select their own insurance policies, and there's going to be a lot more education needed out there for the average person.
We're running up against the clock, but after listening to the president and Congress talk about this for a year, what's the message that stayed with you throughout all this back and forth rhetoric?
Well, you know, the message is that it's everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants happiness and everybody wants health. And I think that we have to make sure that we focus on doing the right thing, not just being right. And I think we're heading towards the right direction. And I think in the long term, everybody's going to win out, including the health insurance companies and the drug makers and the individuals. I think this is a very good thing and I'm very hopeful for the future.
Luis Barajas is a financial planner and author of the forthcoming book, My Street Money. He joined us from our studio at NPR West in Culver City, California. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Allison.